Okay. Good. Hello. It's November 19th, 2014. You're listening to Dreaming Religion with Sanaya Biani. Let's talk about the higher power in these final hours. So get your soul in gear. Today we'll be speaking with Rafael De La Fuente, who works outside on campus in a food truck. And we'll be talking about religion. Okay, so first question. Did you grow up with religion in your home?
Well, we were Catholic, and that's how we grew up.
Catholic?
Yeah.
Okay, you have any brothers and sisters who grew up with you?
Well, I have 12 brothers, you know, and from different marriages from my family.
Oh, you come from a large family, 12 brothers and no sisters?
Well, we have 9 sisters and 3 brothers, but from different marriages.
Okay. Okay, so you went to Catholic? You say you went to Catholic church?
Well, you can say Catholic, but normally, you know, you just, I used to go to church because my dad used to take me like once in a while. And then, you know, you were believed that, you know, Catholic, okay, you believe in God and the you know, and all the other stuff. But normally, you know, I would never read the Bible or anything like that back then.
Okay, so what happened in your life that would make you want to read the Bible?
Well, a long time ago, this probably happened like 5-6 years ago, I started having issues as family, marriage. So I was about to be divorced. I was, you know, having a lot of issues. But you know what? And sometimes we try to find help in the wrong
places.
And, you know, and we think that that's the right thing to do. And then, you know, and it's the wrong thing to do. Because normally, you know, like when you don't know nothing about the Bible, that's our manual. Mm-hmm. Of our life.
Okay, what are the wrong places that you look to before turning
to
the Bible?
Well, because most of the time we go and talk to friends. So what happens is when we talk to friends, you know, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, you should do this, you should do that. And that's when you say you go and you look help on the wrong places because, you know, you're talking to friends, but that's not the answer.
And then you found that that didn't work?
It didn't work.
So you needed a higher power.
Yes, because like, for example, you know, I was going to a friend of mine told me, you know what, maybe somebody put something, a curse on you or something like that and this and this and that. So then you say, okay, let's go and see this type of ladies that, you know, they help you out with different things in which they're not true.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's my experience as personal experience.
So you went to those women to help you out, to
yeah.
help break the curse or
right,
whatever,
right.
And it didn't work?
No, it did not work.
So that's when you knew you went to the wrong place.
Yes.
There are things in the scripture that say don't go to people like that.
That's right. But like, that's what I'm saying, you know, when you mm-hmm. don't read the Bible and
right.
you don't, because see, all of us normally, we all read books and all types of books.
Right.
But we never read the manual of our life.
That's right. The Bible that helps us to...
to change our life.
That's right. And to help us to obey a God who created us, first of all.
That's right. That's right.
And to worship him. And okay, so what continued to happen that made you turn to God?
Okay, well, then, you know, I went to a Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, you know, suddenly the pastor that was right there, he started talking about marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, wow, you know, and everything that he was talking, it was touching me. So normally we say, oh, but this is a guy that's talking to me. But no, we have to understand that sometimes, you know, we can't see God.
That's right.
God is not going to talk to us, but he uses his people.
That's right. He talks to
talk.
Us through people.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, you know, I started going. And then one day I was having, and even though, you know, I was getting close to God, I still had issues. Family issues.
Mm-hmm.
But then everything started changing one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't mean that, like, a lot of people say, oh, you know what, God, you're going to help me out right away. And then people think that, okay, it's going to work right away. No, it doesn't work that
right,
way.
Because he's a patient God.
Yeah. Normally, you know, we go to God when we are in problems.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we go God when we're in need. But we never say, God, thank you for what you have given us. Like,
mm-hmm.
let's say, you know, he giving us a truck. He giving us different, you know, different things in life, you know. And so we are my belief is that we all always get to God when we're in need, but not when we don't need anything. We forget about Him. So that's one of the issues that, you know, make me, you know, different. Because, like, for example, when I had everything, I never went to God. But when I started needing, I started going to God. You know, I didn't want to lose my family. I didn't want to lose my, you know, everything that I have built, you know. And so then that's when I started reading the Bible and I understood my past. Because, like I said, you know, I come from a really dysfunctional family. When we're talking this dysfunctional family, it's like normally there's a lot of people that grow up with either without a dad, without a mom, or, and, you know, there are issues. You know, and when we don't understand our background and we don't read the Bible, why certain things are happening to us in our life, then, you know, we don't communicate. So we think life is like that. But once we start reading the Bible and we understand where we're coming from, and then we understand, okay, now I understand why all my brothers are kind of separating from their families, why they're getting divorced, why is this, why is that, and why we're going through so many things. Was because everything it's in the Bible and it
says
so.
That's right.
But most people
and they run from it and turn away from
it.
But
one of those, yeah.
Is right in the Bible.
Yeah, and when you start reading and then you understand that, okay, now I understand why certain things are happening to me.
It'll help you understand life if people just pick up their Bible, start studying it. But you have to pray and ask God for understanding.
Of course.
Because anybody can just read the Bible. They're not going to just understand it.
That's
because
right.
For one thing, God said their eyes are blinded, and He takes the blinders off.
Right. When once, you ask.
That's right.
When you ask, yeah. He's there. He's, you know, sometimes we say, oh, God forgive us, or, you know, because sometimes certain things happen to us in our life. You know, we think that, okay, well, God is punishing. God doesn't punish you. We punish ourselves.
No, He says that those that He loves, He chastises. He said we have fathers of our flesh that chastise us when we do wrong. So He does the same thing to bring us back to Him. And He, a lot of times He will let things happen to you that you can find your way back to Him.
Well, if you read the Bible, you will understand that there's a lot of people that were so good, you know. And, you know, like He said, you know, sometimes He put tests on every single one of us. Like, there's a scripture, I don't know the name of the guy in English because I read it in Spanish, but there's a part, you probably know him, where, you know, the devil asked
Job. You're talking about Job?
That when, you know, he was one of the best guys that God had. And then, you know, he told, you know, the devil went and told to him, you know what, I don't think he's perfect. And then God said, okay, you want to touch him? Okay, you can touch him, but you cannot touch his soul. That's the only thing that you cannot touch him. You can, you know, do whatever you want to do with him, but do not touch his soul.
And you just spoke to me from God.
Yes.
Because the devil is trying to mess with my soul, but I guess God is
always
telling me that he is not going to be able to take it, so he can forget it.
Yeah. You know what? It's just that, like I said, you know, once, you know, you start reading the Bible, you're going to be able to understand a lot about your life.
Yeah.
And when you go through a lot of issues, and you know what? When you go to different pastors, out of 100% of the pastors, they have gone through certain things in their life.
Yes.
In order for them to understand.
In order for them to help other people.
Yes, yes.
That's where they come. They have to help other people. So God tests them along the way because He know the other people that they're going to have to help.
That's right. That's right. And yet, you know, that's how God works. You know, He does things that you sometimes don't even make sense to you. Like sometimes, you know, we want to do, like, let's say, for example, we want to go and, you know, do something in our life. Like, let's say, okay, you're looking for this job. But then suddenly it doesn't work for you. Then you get mad. You get frustrated. But you don't realize that maybe, you know, God is doing that because it's not good for you.
That's right.
And then, you know, you get mad. You get frustrated. But then something, when you talk to God, the one thing that you always have to talk to God is, when you are asking something, just make sure that you're asking for the right thing.
Because there is a scripture where God says, I lost my train of thought. What did you just say about us? You might go for a job and then you don't get it and then we're mad.
You get frustrated. Yeah, you get mad.
I forgot that. It's a scripture pertaining to that.
Yeah, but then, you know, you have to understand that maybe that wasn't for you. That was maybe for somebody else, but something better is coming for you. But sometimes we don't realize that. You know, sometimes we take it for granted and we say, oh, you know what, forget it. Mm-hmm. And then there comes the frustration and it comes all the other things that come along with it. And, you know.
Yeah, I was about to quote that scripture, and it's like the devil just took it away from me. Is that scripture pertaining to that? Where, yeah. He is talking about...
And I can tell you another thing, like, for example...
Oh, I know. The scripture about wait, it says...
be patient. Because God is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that you have to learn how to ask. So some people ask, oh, God, can you please give me a job? Oh, God, can you please do me this? But how many people ask God for faith?
That's right. People need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
And it's not just that. It's just that, what does the word faith mean?
Do you know what it means?
It means believing in something that you don't see.
That's right. Believing without seeing. Yes. Even though you can't see it, you believe that it's there.
Yeah, like that's why, you know, in our world, in our society, and even back when Jesus Christ was doing so many things for us to understand, mm-hmm. most of us, we always put doubts mm-hmm. on everything. It's like right now, we're always doubting that what's possible and what's not. But then, you know, like when we see what God can do spiritually, you'll be able to understand that there's so many things that you can do in your life mm-hmm. that are going to help you so much, because it's not just about having the money. Mm-hmm. But it's about being happy inside right. yourself. Because once when you're happy in yourself, there's a lot of things that you can do.
And I think that one cannot be truly happy without God. I think God is happiness.
Of course it
is. And once you find him, he will make you. You will be happy in him, living, doing what he wants you to do.
And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people say, oh, no, but I can't go to God because I'm a sinner. No, it's not about that. You know, I'm a sinner. I commit sin every single day. Mm-hmm. Every single day.
We all do, because we live in sin. Yeah. But we have to ask for forgiveness and keep going. Yes. And try not to sin. Try to do what God wants us to do. But he said all have fallen short of the glory of God. So nobody is perfect.
And that's the reason why fearness comes in our life when we're afraid. Mm-hmm. We're afraid sometimes to go ask for a job. We're afraid sometimes to, let's say, oh, I want to do this, but I'm afraid. Or even just little things, like, for example, sometimes we go to, we want to see a girl, or, or we look, oh, no, that girl is really nice, but, gee, I'm afraid of asking her. She might say no.
Right.
So in the long run, we never go and ask.
Fear comes from the devil. It don't come from God.
Of course.
He'll tell you that fear does not come from him, right?
He hates that. But then, you know, we were raised with fear. Mm-hmm. Like when I was growing up, people would say, oh, don't do that because then the devil is going to come and do something to you because, you know, and then we start growing up with fear.
Mm-hmm. And we should have been listening that God is going to protect us from the devil.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, everything comes from our foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we have a really tough foundation on our lives that is tough for us to understand. Mm. You know, but once we get to that understanding and we can share it with other people, you know, like, for example, I'm a happy guy when I can help somebody, you know, if somebody is down or somebody, you know, needs help encouraging them doing something, you know, I'm always there to, you know, raise the hand.
And that's great. God,
and that's
likes
what I tell. No. And I always tell God, you know what, God, if you need me, I'm there for you. You have done a lot of things for me and I'm there for you, whatever you need.
Charity covers a multitude of sins.
Yes. And I also, you know, I understand that the first love that has to come in your life is God.
Right.
You know, some people, like I remember, like I was saying, you know, I was like thinking sometimes, why people love more God than their children? Mm-hmm. But I didn't understand because but I didn't have the knowledge back then.
Because, see, if you love your children more than God, he'll take them away from you.
Oh, of course.
And you won't have them anymore.
And that's why when you start reading, like I was telling you, the Bible, mm-hmm. who's giving you your children?
God did. He gave you everything.
So he's giving you everything in your life. And then once you understand that and you believe in that, and then your life is going to start changing around tremendously.
Right. Okay. So
and I come from a rough childhood. You know, I can tell you that much.
Okay. So you work in this truck.
Yes. I work with my wife.
The food is delicious.
Thank you so much.
I have tried it and I keep coming back to your truck because I like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So do you want to tell us about it?
Well, you know, I can tell you this much. I used to have a perfume store. I used to have a, I used to sell sunglasses, optical, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then once I was doing something for my son, because I've always, you know, encouraged him, like in soccer and all that kind of stuff of sports. So once we were at his school, and then we were working at the snack bar as volunteers. You know, I started working there, and then I remember I told my wife, you know what? This is pretty good. This is a good job. I mean, you know, it kind of looks pretty good. So then we realized that, and then, you know, a friend of ours had the truck, and then he couldn't work on it because, you know, he was too stressed. Mm-hmm. So we end up going to the truck, and I told this guy, you know what? I can take over your truck, and if you want, I can, you know, we can be partners. So he said, you know what? I'm going to talk it over with my wife. So he went, he talked it over with his wife and this and this and that. And he said, okay. So I started working the truck with no money, okay, with no money. And that's why I say God knows how to put his things together,
yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any money whatsoever. You know, I only had like probably $5,000. Mm-hmm. And that truck was very expensive. Mm-hmm. So I told him, listen, this is what I have. And, you know, the rest I can pay you with work and this and this and that. So he said, okay. So I started working, and before nothing, he said, you know what? I don't want to have to do nothing with the truck. You keep it. You just try to start paying me what you can on the truck. And I guess, wow. I mean, you know, that's and then that's what I say. You know, God works on mysterious
he
way
does.
When you believe in him.
And especially if you do stuff like charity. Charity pays off.
And I can tell you this much. When we didn't have anything, you know, on the truck, we just started working and working and working.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, from here and there, we started paying the truck. And then, you know, the truck is ours, thank God, first of all. And we thank him because he put us there. But you know what? Listen.
So the truck is yours?
Yes.
That is great.
And we didn't have any, I didn't have any good credit. Back then when 9/11 happened and all this, you know, everything started going bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
So my credit cards and everything went bad.
But God will turn it around. You see how he turned it around for
everything,
you?
Everything is possible with him. It's just that you have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start believing in him, then you'll be able to see the miracles that he can do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see that, it'll change your life. It changed my life.
Okay, so tell us, what hours are you here on Pierce College every day?
On Pierce College, I'm normally here at 9 a.m. all the way to like 6:30, sometimes 7. It depends how, you know, how the movement is. I try to, you know, first of all, it's a family truck. So my wife, my son, we all work in there. So we want to be served. Mm-hmm. We want to serve the food the way we like to be served.
Okay.
Clean, you know, fresh. Mm-hmm. So that's why we make everything fresh, everything clean. Sometimes we take a little longer, but you know what? You're eating something fresh. We try to speed it up as much as we can,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order for you guys to have a fresh food. Because, you know, I can just go on and have like maybe 10 salads there ready to be, you know, served.
Yeah, but you want it fresh. That's the way the people want it. They
but
want
it's
it fresh.
Yeah, it's a different story when you're, it's like a hamburger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can put patties, you know, have them medium well, and then boom, put them there, and then, you know, they're all set.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to work that way. You know,
right.
I don't like, that's why I say, you know, I like to be served the way, you know, everybody likes to be served.
Right.
And I like to have, you know, good food, so I pretend to have it like that to until I don't know till where God gives me hope and until whenever I'm here in Pierce College.
What are some of the food items that you have that people might like so that they can order from your truck?
Well, you know, like one of the
and your prices, some of your if you want to tell your prices, you don't have to.
No, it's fine with me, you know. I mean, I don't have nothing to hide. So.
Right, because your stuff to me is not that high. That's why I go to your truck. Some of them out here
yeah.
really high. So.
Yeah, like for example, the chicken Caesar salad, you know, we make the chicken fresh. So it's not like, for example, we have the chicken and then, you know, we chop it and then we leave it on the refrigerator. So no, when you're eating your chicken Caesar salad, you're eating a chicken breast that it's freshly made.
Right.
So it takes a little longer, but it's freshly made.
Mm-hmm.
And also the lettuce is also freshly made. It's not something that's already chopped and then we put it there. No, we chop your lettuce when you order it and we make it when you order it. Then, you know, some of the people, we have the, right now it's getting very popular, the Philly cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
But see, a lot of people use like sliced meat for the Philly cheesesteak. We use New York steaks. And sometimes when I get a good price, I also put ribeye. Those are the types of meat that are the most expensive ones when you go and buy them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go and check how much is a New Year's steak at the market, you'll be able to see how much it is. Then when you see how much is a piece of ribeye, then you'll see what you're eating. So when you're eating, you know, a New Year's steak on a Philly cheese or sometimes a ribeye on a Philly cheese, which I doubt if you can find a Philly cheese steak with those type of meat.
Okay.
And I get them, I try to get them cheap, so that way the savings that I have, I give it to the students too.
Okay. Okay. So what days of the week are you out here?
Normally here Monday through Thursdays.
Monday through Thursday, you say from 9?
From 9 till 6:30, 7 at night. And the reason why I get sometimes here a little bit late is because, you know, I have to go and get everything fresh every day. Mm-hmm. So Restaurant Depot normally opens at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm shopping at 7 o'clock in the morning to get everything ready for the truck for the people to eat here.
Okay,
because I go every day. So every day you're going to see, you know, everything.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so we still have a little bit of time. Okay, we still have a little bit of time left.
Now, I forgot to tell you something, okay. You know, and you asked me about it when I was there. And just very shortly, you know, when I was having the issues with the family and everything, I went to a park and I started crying. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to God and I was telling God, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And I don't understand why. Then, you know, because I was afraid going to the house because I was going to get in problems and this and this and that. That's the one day I remember, and that's when my life changed, because I heard the word of God when he said, listen, if I know and you know that you're not doing anything bad, there's nothing to be afraid of. So just go and do what you have to do and talk to your wife.
Really?
That's what I've heard in my... inside of me.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Was it a thought that came to you, or did you hear his voice?
I heard him. I mean, everybody's going to have the experience, and everybody's going to have it in a different way. Mm-hmm. So once you have that, you'll be able to understand what I'm saying and the feeling that you have.
I understand what you're saying, because he talks to me too. So I know, yeah.
But, you know, and that's the way it is. That's how God is. And that's why he has me here for so many years. I never expected to be here, but he had a plan.
Right.
And when we believe in that, that God has a plan for us, we'll be able to understand that he had to plan this for me, because he already has his plan for each and every one of us.
That's
it's just
right.
that. Once we learn that, we'll be able to live a happy life.
Yeah, because a lot of us want to go our own way and do our own thing. We don't want to do what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, he will let you beat yourself down, or you will get beat down until you turn to him and start doing what's right.
Yep.
And
start
doing what he wants you to do.
Yes. And it's, you know what? It's not about religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's about believing in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. Because for me, everybody that believes in God, it's the Son of God. And everybody is the Son of God. It's just that, you know, you have to believe. That's all.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether you're any religion. I don't want to put any religion in context, but anybody.
As long as you believe in him, because he said, have no other gods before him. He don't want you worshiping false gods.
Once you
he
read it.
He wants you to worship him.
Yeah, once you read it on the Bible, you'll be able to understand. You know, and that's what it is. That's what it's all about. So, you know, and that's how life is. You know, the more you understand, you'll be a happy person.
Right.
And you can share that and give it to other people, too.
What is the name of your truck, and what color is it, to let everybody know?
It's our hot sauce truck, and it's the black truck that's always parked right next to the basketball gym.
Okay.
We're right there to serve everybody. And there's other food trucks, too, you know, around campus that, you know, you guys can go. But, you know, that's where we are, and we're happy to, you know, share everybody with, you know, our food with everybody. And, you know, we try to do the best we can for everybody. And, you know, I wish everybody well for this holidays, to bless everybody.
And we bless
campus.
You too. And
thank you.
We wish you well, you and your
so
family.
Much. Thank you.
And may y'all be together forever.
Amen. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Well, up next is the Farsi Show.
All right. Thank you so much.
You.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.